This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now, your host, Bill Watson.
Well, friends, welcome again to another telecast of the Armor of God. Good to have all of you with us again today, and thank you for tuning us in once more. We do appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you wherever you're viewing our telecast today. For those of you who have viewed the Armor of God in the past, you can see that we're digressing a bit from our traditional format today. With me at my side here, I have Mr. Dwayne Nickel, the pastor of the Greater Chicago area of the Church of God International, the major sponsoring body of this particular telecast called The Armor of God. Dwayne, welcome to the program today. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the invitation.
And I'm glad you made it today safe and sound.
Yes.
You know, friends, from time to time, and I wanted to explain a little bit as to why we're digressing from our traditional format. And as mentioned, from time to time, we get letters in from you, the viewers, new people, as well as, well, what you could say our regular watchers, who say, well, you know, how is this telecast sponsored? And who's sponsoring it, by the way? And for those of you who are aware of the fact that the Church of God International is a major sponsoring body of the Armor of God, some of you have even asked, well, who is this Church of God International? What kind of organization is it that sponsors the program that I've grown accustomed to and rather enjoy? And I assume you enjoy it, otherwise you wouldn't be tuning into us on a regular basis. But the point of today's program is just that, my friends, to go ahead and introduce to you a little bit of just what the Church of God International is, who the people are behind it, and what their objectives are. What are the goals of the organization? Mr. Nickel here today is going to share with us a little bit of what he is doing on behalf of the Church of God International as their pastor in this greater Chicago area. And we, from time to time, hope to have additional individuals on the program from other parts of the world. Because, you see, the Church of God International is an international organization with congregations throughout the world. And we hope to have some of those individuals who have served for the Church of God International on the program from time to time. But at any rate, we thought that it would be interesting for you to have the opportunity to see a little bit of just what the Church of God International is all about. So that's why we've taken this time and this opportunity to develop a program and digress a bit from our traditional format to share that very, well, item with you. Now, be assured, next week we will be getting back to our traditional format that has been the underscoring, what you could say, and driving force of the Armor of God, being inspirational, hard-hitting, and very biblically based issues and presentations from individuals that have sat behind this desk, and Mr. Nickel included, who you've seen from time to time here on this program. So be assured, next week we'll be back to our traditional format. Now, one other thing before I do get started today that I wanted to share with all of you, and certainly as our tradition has always been, we have a free offer for you. And today is a special free offer because, well, we're going to be offering a DVD. Now, this is not a CD. Don't get them confused. I'm one that always confuses the two from one another. But this is a DVD. That means it's both audio and video. Normally on our telecast, usually as our free offer, we offer you an audio tape, cassette, and or CD, depending on which you would prefer. But in this case, only will be offered is a DVD titled Share the Vision. Now, this DVD has been put together by the media department of the Church of God International to, again, support and, what you could say, illustrate what the Church of God International is all about, who even works there, and what their goals and objectives are. It's a very, what you could say, well, corporate presentation. to give you an idea, if you would be so inclined to do so, of supporting this particular effort that the Armor of God represents in conjunction with the Church of God International. This DVD, titled Share the Vision, will take you behind the scenes. It'll introduce to you the facility by which the church operates out of and what we do there. The many, many different publications that are supplied and provided by this work, the Church of God International, from booklets to articles, even a Bible home correspondence course, and a very comprehensive children's and young people's curriculum and program that actually is divided up into segments, that is, age groups that are targeted and geared for those particular age groups. And if that weren't enough, along with many of those who work at the office in Tyler, Texas, you will be introduced to, that's right, the faces, the names, and the personalities who are actually making all of what you see on the Armor of God telecast possible from week to week. We think that you'll find this quite interesting, as well as taking you behind the scenes to show you just, well, how we put the Armor of God telecast together, and how the Armor of God special effects and roll-ins and other types of displays and graphics are put into the program. So with that, keep in mind that this will truly give you a rounded idea and concept and understanding of just what the Church of God International is all about. Now, in addition to that, we're going to offer you a publication called the International News. The International News has a variety of topics and subjects that cover things from geopolitical interests to situation ethics, Christian living topics, and, in addition, events and items of interest that are going on around the world that are engaged in by additional congregations that associate, affiliate, and are chartered with the Church of God International. It's quite a comprehensive publication. It's a publication that I think you'll find very interesting and certainly will keep you in tune with biblically based articles and, of course, the work of what the Church of God International is doing. So friends, call right now. Both of these items are free for the asking. All you've got to do is dial 888-578-8791. And don't forget, by the way, to hit us on our website at www.cgi.org. As mentioned oftentimes on the telecast here, there are a lot more varieties of items there for your perusal and certainly for your consideration that, if you'll take the time, should be very helpful for you and your family. So dial right now. We have operators standing by. Ask for these free offers. A DVD called Share the Vision and the publication The International News, sponsored by and published by the Church of God International. 888-578-8791. Now back to the program, where we were here talking with Mr. Dwayne Nickel, who, as many of you have seen him right here on the telecast as one of the commentators on the Armor of God, but as well has a full-time responsibility as the pastor in the greater Chicago area that is managing and serving the people there that are associated and affiliated with the Church of God International. So, Dwayne, again, let me welcome you to the telecast, and good to have you here, as already mentioned. You know, I wanted to ask you a simple question. And again, for your sake, and I know Dwayne, he and I have known each other for quite a few years, but for your sake, the viewers, I wanted to ask Dwayne some questions concerning, well, just some of his affiliations, his years of association, and how he got involved with a Sabbath Christian keeping organization, because I know many of you are well aware of the fact from viewing programs before, and for those of you who are new, you will come to understand if you become regular viewers of the Armor of God sponsored by the Church of God International, that you will find that we are a Sabbath keeping Christian organization, meaning that we keep a rest day from Friday night sunset to Saturday sunset rather than on a Sunday as traditional Christian organizations observe. So with that said, I wanted to mention and talk with Dwayne a little bit about some of those things that led and drove you to affiliate with the Church of God International. But let me ask you first, Dwayne, how long have you been associated with the Church of God International?
Well, I've been associated with the Church of God International since its inception in 1978.
It's 1978.
Yes.
Okay, that's quite a while then. That's about 26, 28, 25, 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite a time. Now, have you always been in the Chicago area?
No, I have not been. For a while, I was in Ohio, then I was in Virginia, then in Massachusetts, and a little while in Michigan, and now I'm in Illinois.
Is that right? So yes. You've seen quite an overview of quite a few congregations
I have.
Your time here, and mixing and mingling with a lot of folks. Now, in lieu of this, I know, as I've mentioned, I've known Duane for quite a few years, but for the sake of our viewers here, I want to ask you, because I do know that you had a former association with a rather traditional denomination in the Christian community, but for some reason in your history of walking with Christ and your religious interests, you changed a very important religious tenet that you held, I'm sure, very dearly to yourself, and that is changing the observance of the day you choose to rest and to learn about God from Sunday to Saturday. Let me ask you, what led you to that? How did that come about? Help us to understand some of the things that you went through in considering this change and finally making that change.
Well, as you said, I was raised in a traditional Protestant church. And when I was working as a mold maker at a major manufacturing company in Ohio, an engineer that I worked with insisted that I send away for the plain truth. He wanted me to listen to a radio station, much like we offer people to listen to, or we tune into a television station now, and he insisted that I do that. And with reluctance, since I was raised traditionally, I felt that I was on track and I was saved and all those, you know, traditional thinking.
Sure.
I did send away for the plain truth. And then I, like we offer as well, I sent away for some booklets. And I started reading and I started getting information about the Sabbath and faith and all the tenets and the doctrinal tenets that we now believe and espouse. And of course, when we asked for a ministerial visit, the minister told us, you know, well, you have to quit sinning. And I will never forget this. I mean, it just stands out stark in my mind. Quit sinning? You have to be kidding me.
this all started at work. I mean,
yes,
a guy comes up to work.
Exactly.
And you're from the mold industry?
I mean, yes,
what kind of molds?
Mold making. The die cast industry.
Is
yes,
this automotive related?
Well, it can be automotive related. It can be appliance related. It can be anything that's made out of high-pressure die-cast aluminum.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for, 40-some years.
Is that right?
I worked at that place, and of course, I had my own business. And
you owned your own business as well?
I own my own business, yes. In fact, this is my second business now. I'm a consultant. I'm a consultant for the die-cast industry.
So you're not on salary. I mean, here you're a pastor also for the Church of God International in the greater Chicago area, but you have a business. I mean, you are working kind of like Paul, making tents,
exactly.
But still serving God's people in a capacity that is very service-oriented,
sure.
Obviously, a pastorate.
Exactly.
How about
exactly.
That?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I find that very interesting.
I don't make tents, but...
yeah. Exactly.
Tent making, I don't think, is as much needed anymore.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know how to sew one anyway.
Yeah.
But I do have a consulting business, still, again, for the die-cast industry, and I have a simulation program that I represent from a company in Sweden, and I represent the United States in the high-pressure die-cast industry. And I also do contract simulation. That's part of my business.
Yeah,
So
you're doing all this, plus yes. You're pastoring in the Chicago
yes.
area. Okay, so now here you've got these booklets from
right.
the former Worldwide Church of God organization that originally you came in contact with from this fella at work who
yes.
you were working with.
Yes, correct.
And so what happened through all of this? How did these things begin to make changes in your life?
Well, the thing that started making changes was that I started reading it, and everything they said made sense. Now, the connection, I believe, was probably Jesus Christ. You know, they believed in Jesus Christ, as I say they, which is us now, we believe in Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. as I believed in, you know, my Savior, and I knew about the Holy Spirit. I didn't understand the Holy Spirit as I understand it now, today, but there was a lot of the information there that I had already been familiar with. It was just I had to do some rearranging. Okay, this makes sense. And then, of course, when I heard the ministers talk about it and expound on it, then it made all the sense in the world.
Now, were you active in this previous traditional denomination? Were you like a deacon, or were you quite active in that organization?
Well, I was active to the extent that I attended Sunday services. I wasn't a deacon.
Were you a Sunday school teacher, perhaps?
Yes. At one time, I was a Sunday school teacher.
I
was,
see.
Yes.
I
yes.
see. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So then basically there was a time in your life where you began to have to come to making a decision, because obviously, if you know, as we both understand, the Holy Spirit drives us toward conviction. And with that driving toward conviction, there had to be a wall you came up on, or a Y in the road, as some would say, that said, hey, I got to make a decision here one way or the other. How did that happen? Explain to us a little bit.
Once I learned what I had to do, I learned about baptism and learned about laying on of hands. And, of course, my parents, you know, they're the ones that were instrumental in my prior Protestant upbringing. And my parents were quite frankly worried about it. They were concerned about me. And I can remember my father saying, you know, I don't remember the exact wording, but do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're getting into?
Is that right? Yeah, they were concerned about you.
Have you left the faith?
The faith, yeah. Exactly.
Right,
because the Sabbath, I mean, let's face it, and viewers, you know as well as I do, keeping a Friday night Sabbath, keeping day of rest to Saturday night, or sunset to sunset, Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, is normally viewed as Jewish. And as a matter of fact, I don't know how many of you may be aware of this or not, but if you have any grip on history and Sabbath keeping and how it interacted with at the time of the ascent of the Catholic Church back in the early years of its formation under Constantine and fellows like Antacetus and different popes that were in the early years, they weren't even considered popes, they were kind of quasi-popes at that time, because really the pope role didn't really come into play until later on, hundreds of years later. But the point that I want to make is, if you do any study in some of the history, you'll find that many of those individuals, Christians, who insisted on keeping Saturday for Sunday were literally killed. I mean, it's not that bad now. At least we don't get killed. But the fact is that's a truism, my friends. And you can look at that. I mean, you don't need our literature to find that out. All you need to do is go to an encyclopedia and get a Britannica or Americana or Judaic encyclopedia and find out that some of this history is truer than true. And it's most amazing. Didn't you find it? I'm sure you did some of that and find that most amazing.
Oh, I did. I absolutely did, yes. I found out that, you know, Sabbath is part of the Ten Commandments, and we were here we go again.
Yeah,
keeping the Ten Commandments, and I had studied the Ten Commandments.
And most people don't even consider that's the fourth commandment.
Exactly,
and most people don't even. It just kind of goes over their
heads. It does, yes,
because
yes.
of the traditional majority just keeping Sunday, but they call Sunday Sabbath.
They do. Yeah. I was going to mention. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I remember my parents and others and people that I work with. You know, they talk about keeping the Sabbath, and of course they were talking about Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, you look back on it now, and it's kind of humorous.
But, yeah, to a certain extent, but, because it's quite obvious. I mean, with this Judeo-Christian document, we call the Bible Old and New Testament, as many of you know, our viewers there, that there's no question, I'm sure you're in agreement, there's no question about which Sabbath the Bible is talking about when it talks about Sabbath.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
yeah, no problem.
I mean, it's talking about that Friday night to Saturday sunset, sunset to sunset Sabbath, not a Sunday Sabbath. And the fact is, as many of you may be aware of, if you're not, well then, you know, this may come as a surprise to you, but Jesus Christ was Jewish. And it was his custom. I mean, it's in the New Testament, right?
Correct.
That
it is.
Custom
absolutely,
to keep
yes.
the Sabbath
yes.
day.
Absolutely.
So you finally then came to this decision.
Yes.
Now, did your priest or your pastor or minister, whatever you called them from that denomination, did they talk to you about it, try to talk you out of it?
As I recall, they didn't. I didn't. I just kind of backslid, or I just kind of
faded away.
I just kind of faded away.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't really make a big deal out of it. Somebody may have said something, because I was, you know, all of my friends and schoolmates that I grew up with were in the, you know, in this Protestant church. So I had to make new friends, totally,
yeah.
Whole new set of friends.
Yeah.
And we talk about, you know, taking up your cross and denying yourself and all those things that we talk about.
It's quite a cost.
Exactly.
Also,
it really is. It really makes a change in your life. It's really a lifestyle change, and you have to adjust to that, and it takes some adjusting. It's awkward at first.
It's probably not for everybody either, because there's some real decisions oftentimes because of the conflict of not to work and so forth that the Sabbath puts upon someone. But in your estimation, why don't people... why do people argue over the point of the fact that this is legalism? Why do you think that? I mean, why is it that you think that people say, well, that's legalistic, you shouldn't have to do that?
Well, I think there's several factors involved. I think it's the fact that Satan has deceived the whole world, and the ministers in traditional Christianity tell, you know, you don't have to do anything. You know, Christ did it all for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of sit back and enjoy the ride. I'm paraphrasing and kind of exaggerating that situation.
Path of least resistance.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You don't have to take up your cross, and you don't have to get baptized.
Complicate your life.
Exactly. Don't have to complicate anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, in the Chicago area where your pastorate is, you have a lot of opportunity, I'm sure, to talk to people about challenges that they're faced with due to conflicts of certain requirements that they have come to understand the Bible requires all of us to make. And in that particular group or congregation there, namely the Church of God International in the Chicago area, do you find that the individuals, or let me put it this way, what kind of individuals do we find there that are obeying these biblically based precepts? What kind of people will I find if I should perchance take up the opportunity to go ahead and meet where you meet? Mm-hmm. And where do you meet, by the way? Where's your location?
Interestingly enough, we rent space from a Sunday keeping church called the Bethel Assembly of God.
Now, where's that located?
It's on 538 West North Avenue.
538 West North
Avenue. Yes, that's in Elmhurst, Illinois.
Okay.
It's one of the many suburbs of the Chicago area.
Well, that kind of works out good. They keep their observance on Sunday, and you're renting it out
on Saturday.
Help them pay their bills.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. Works out very well for
Works out very well. Yes. Now, what time is services held on Saturday?
12:30.
Okay. And if I should, going back to my question here, attend or choose, like one of our viewers may in viewing our program today, out of curiosity for no other reason perhaps other than that, visit you, what kind of people will we find there? What do you do there? What is your liturgy? What opportunities do we have for my children, perhaps, if I'm bringing children to the meeting?
Well, interesting that you asked that. We have a cross-section of the greater Chicago area. We have African Americans, we have Caucasian, we have old and young, we have Spanish-speaking. In fact, interestingly enough, this is an interesting story. One of the ladies that I baptized had to have her husband translate my baptismal ceremony as I laid hands on her so she could understand what I was saying.
Is that right?
Exactly,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have Sabbath school for the children. We have a youth group. We have a small choir. So we have a women's ministry who oversees a lot of the...
A women's ministry.
Women's ministry.
So women are active in this.
Absolutely, they are, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so, yes. And we encourage it. And we have one lady that lives up in Wisconsin, drives 136 miles one way to be at services.
Are you kidding?
One way,
272 miles round trip.
Yes, dedication.
Boy,
dedication.
I'll say, man, you don't find that too often throughout today's
true.
Day and age.
That's true.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's very, very interesting, and certainly I hope our viewers will find that somewhat interesting as well. Now, services last what? Maybe how long?
A couple of hours. We have... Our tradition is we have three opening songs and then a prayer. We usually have a sermonette. Sometimes we've had some testimonies. You know, people get up and give testimonies, and
sure.
We have the main message, which is recorded and used on the national program, and sometimes even here on the Armor of God program.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's a good point because, as I want to mention to our viewers here, the Church of God International has an international tape program, as Dwayne has just mentioned, for all of you to take advantage of if indeed that would interest you. All you need to do is dial 903. Now, this is a different phone number on Monday through Friday, and I want to give this to you. We'll put it up on the screen, but don't forget about this particular phone number. This is a local phone number in Tyler, Texas, where the home office is of the Church of God International. Monday through Friday, Central Time, 8 o'clock to 5, you can dial 903-939-2929 and ask the operator there if you could be put on the national tape program, where on a weekly basis you will get topics of all different varieties of Christian living, prophecy, geopolitical perspectives, and situation ethics that will help you along in your Christian walk. Dwayne, I want to thank you for today's visit. And for all your comments, I hope our viewers have found this interesting as they begin to perhaps grapple with some of the same issues that you grappled with.
Sure, sure. When somebody comes into the faith, I understand. I've been there and done that, so to speak.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. And it's good to be here.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And certainly I'm sure we'll be seeing you again on the Armor of God in our traditional format, taking to task many of the issues that we're dealing with in our contemporary times. Friends, until next time, this is Bill Watson, Dwayne Nickel, saying you keep on that whole armor of God, and so that you may learn to stand in the evil day.
The Church of God International is a combination of multicultures throughout the world sharing a vision. It consists of thousands of people participating in the promotion and proclamation of world peace as explained and presented by Jesus Christ. The overwhelming challenges of global environmental concerns, overpopulation, starvation, disease, the breakdown of family values, hostility and fears from terrorism and military conflict are all troubling issues confronting mankind today. The Church of God International is committed and dedicated to provide biblical-based knowledge for foundational understanding to help humanity to know the solutions. Modern technology has provided many opportunities to share these educational programs and information which serves to restore the foundational values introduced by Jesus the Christ. This information is produced and distributed in a variety of ways, booklets and articles, the international news, our website and internet outreach, and, of course, our television program, The Armor of God. All of these methods help to better inform, educate, and consequently generate life-saving reforms for people which result in relationships pleasing to God. Friends, our hope is you will partner with us, working together for world peace, preparing and warning the community of mankind of Jesus Christ's imminent return and the restoration of God's government to this earth. And you can start by obtaining the free offer that we are offering on today's program. Remember, the DVD, Share the Vision, and a free subscription to the International News. All you've got to do is dial 888-578-8791 and hit us on our website at www.cgi.org. And don't forget, in the meantime, you stay strong and keep on that whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in this evil day.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at Post Office Box 2525, Tyler, Texas 75710. Call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791 or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at cgi.org or email us at armorofgod@cgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
Exploring current global conditions along with the latest social trends, the Armor of God asks the question, what are the solutions to our broken world? Right here every week, new perspectives are presented for your consideration by our commentators. The Armor of God challenges you to be vigilant in your outlook and understanding of this world in these tumultuous times. Don't miss this week's program.